With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Maryland has experienced the rainiest year on record in more than a century, with the 43 inches falling through August 15th, the most since 1889. So much stormwater has been flooding down the Susquehanna River into the northern end of the Chesapeake Bay that the Exelon Power Company opened several of the floodgates on the Conowingo Dam, unleashing a torrent of sediment and pollution that had been trapped behind the dam. In the past, large rainstorms have proved devastating for the bay's underwater grasses, which are the homes of blue crabs and fish, and perhaps the single best indicator of the Chesapeake's health. After Hurricane Irene and then Tropical Storm Lee hit in 2011, for example, grasses in the bay were smothered by sediment, plummeting by 44%. That was before they then rebounded to more than 100,000 acres last year, the largest extent since monitoring began in the 1980s. To get a sense of how the bay's grasses are holding up under the historic rainfall this year, I set out in a boat from Havre de Grace on the Northern Bay with Brooke Landry, a state biologist and aquatic grasses expert with the Chesapeake Bay Program. It was a sunny morning with a little bit of haze and gulls circling overhead. The waters looked murky, brownish green. Landry slowed the boat and explained that we would soon be exploring the Susquehanna Flats, a shallow section that, historically at least, have been home to the bay's healthiest forests of submerged aquatic vegetation, or SAVs.
This is our biggest bed in Maryland. It's huge. It ranges, you know, depending on the year, it ranges in size anywhere from 4,000 acres to this area back in 2008, it had about 14,000 acres. That's a lot of grass. So it provides a ton of habitat. It provides a lot of seeds for downstream SAV beds.
Because the water was so muddy, I was expecting the worst. Perhaps nothing but dead water and a raft of floating garbage from the most recent storm. But then, remarkably, about a half mile out, the brown waters became a more transparent blue, and we suddenly saw a large swaying mass of lush grasses thick with fish.
These guys look good at 7 feet after a lot of water coming through, so that's great. It's mainly wild celery that I'm seeing. And that wild celery is one of the more impressive root systems. So when you got a lot of flow velocity, they're good at holding on because their roots are so dense.
Landry explained that the grasses have grown so well established and dense the last few years. They are now filtering and clearing up the water around them on their own, creating the conditions for their own photosynthesis and survival.
Underwater grasses are kind of known as ecosystem engineers. It's pretty phenomenal. So they lock the sediments into their root systems, and that clears the water. So it kind of creates this clear water plume that they can then expand into.
While this summer's rains likely diminished the bay's grasses somewhat, Landry said, EPA pollution limits that took effect in 2011, at about the same time as the last destructive storms, appear to have strengthened and encouraged the grass beds enough. They are now becoming more hardy and resilient to storms. Scientists will know better when aerial surveys of the bay's grass beds are finished later this summer, but they could show a spot of sunshine in an otherwise rainy day. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.